When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Here we go. It is hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at the Globe Rangers Toy Drive Day. We've been here a number of years in a row. First time I had Hurtado Barbecue, actually. A gentleman just brought some to us here. So it's an enchanted evening. Lots of history and nostalgia. The fans are already lined up outside of the gift shop, ready to get in, give their toy, get a 2025 Rangers game day ticket, and get some autographs as well. You know, last year was insane with just the vibes of coming off the World Series. Mm-hmm. And I think this year, even though they had a disappointing season, the crowd might be bigger.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. It was a nice tone setter last night getting a couple of deals done. Like, yes. There's a sigh of relief here knowing that Nasty Nate's locked up for the next three.
Thank you.
Got a big new Tasty Burger in town who hits fastballs. Yes. So that's exciting.
It is. It is. And we're ready for more. General at your service. Salute to you. Lucius Alexander is back home in the Pimp Cup at Master Control. They're 75 and fits you. Fixing to go five, flawless. You do have Brian Broaddus, former Cowboy Scout and NFL executive.
Yes,
Krusty's
sir.
Corners coming up around 340, 345. I know John Gray's planning on swinging by then, telling us about this toy drive. But what you got on deck for us, Brian?
Yeah, we're going to look at Carolina's offense. And I really went back and studied the last 5 weeks of their offense. You know, when before, you know, that Bryce Young, they just weren't doing very much, weren't getting anything going. And then they benched him. Been a different player since he's come back, and then you're going to have to worry about a running back and a wide receiver in this one. So,
okay,
a little bit of something we'll discuss it. We'll work around John Gray's schedule. He's hosting us today, so we'll do what we need to do for him.
Yeah, can't wait to learn more about this. Bryce Young playing significantly better over the last 3-4 games or so, and this game significantly more difficult than what it appeared that it would be before that period of time.
Right.
Eric Chiafalo is here. Okay, his nosebleed brother, Zach Wolchuk, fighting a little bit of car trouble this afternoon. But he's on his way. He's getting a ride there from your guy Mike's spot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ice Auto is going to be taking care of Wolchuk at the highest level for sure. And the fact, if he's even carpooling him as well, that's amazing. I didn't know if he was going to holler at an Uber or something, but there is one of the worst feelings in the world, driving somewhere important, and all of a sudden...
Yeah.
Your crappy car breaks down.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Yeah, I used to have this reoccurring nightmare when I was doing a morning drive that I was on my way to work like an hour late, you know, and the boss was like, yeah, don't even worry about it. You're done. You know what I'm saying? So I know that anxiety, dude. It's like, no, you got to be freaking kidding me. But Wolchuk's going to rally. He'll be here before too long. Of course, you have Carter Freeman coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105throughthefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Okay, last night, end of show, Nathan Eovaldi back in the mix. This is, you know, crucial, I think, for the Rangers and their plans of getting back into contention. You just don't come along guys that people rally around very often, Brian.
Yeah.
And it can help young guys tremendously.
Absolutely.
It helps the culture of your clubhouse and your bullpen tremendously to have this dude around. So, and I'm a big believer in that kind of stuff, that culture does win championships.
No, well said, because that's the thing. You know, when Nate Eovaldi and heck, we were all in the stadium when he pitched that game, and you know, and against the Orioles, and then went off late.
Wow.
And the standing ovation, the appreciation, and then we have the opportunity to interview players throughout the year, and who they always talk about. The pitchers always talk about, you know, Nathan Eovaldi and what he means and how they look up to him and stuff like that. So I'll tell you what, though. This is when sometimes these guys, they get out of the building.
Yep.
And then the rest of the team wonders, well, hell, if they don't care about him, do they really they not care about me either?
Yeah.
So that kind of shows factor. That kind of shows that you know, that management. I think, you know, every Monday when we talk to Chris Young, you know, and the losses were starting to mount.
Yeah.
And he was very honest about that. And you could tell it was really bothering him.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that this, you know, this off season has a little bit different tone to it.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're not going through that again.
And I'm going to hold off on my Scrooge McDuck jokes, you know, at least until spring training. I think that's what Ray just bought himself, Chief. How about that? That's a good value.
Yeah. I mean, they pushed it right up to the top. I know Bassick was like, man, if that would have been 3 for $80, I could understand not wanting to do it. So, I mean, kudos to Eovaldi. He gets pretty much top market value there. But I think it is ultimately worth it. We didn't know the numbers when the news broke during our show. And then shortly after, it's 3 years, $75 million. It's like, okay. I mean, he definitely got all the wood, but I think he's worth every penny.
Absolutely.
Not just for the clubhouse stuff, but gosh dang it, if you have postseason aspirations, that's a guy you want on the bump every time.
You got to know who can handle it, because most guys are freaking out in those situations. Guys like Eovaldi, Seager, Jason Kidd, Michael Irvin, Emmett Smith, they play at the highest level, you know, in those kind of environments, and that I believe was the difference. You know, the clutch factors of guys like Eovaldi and Seager and Dolly there in that epic World Series run. I was just taking a picture over there in the seats that I was sitting at as Corey Seager hit that home run. I sent it to Dad. You know, he's recovering from the detached retina surgery.
Oh, yeah.
And he's catching his first images of stuff. I just wanted to, you know, lock that baby in for him.
Gosh, dude, you did have an awesome view at that, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a special evening.
Yeah, you want me to go? You want me to take a picture where I was standing? I go out in the media parking lot and give you that one.
My dad
I'll
was.
Live that one. I will live that one the rest of my life, and I'll make it up to Wolchek one day. I promise you, I'll make that thing up.
I was cruising around running errands with my dad at Thanksgiving, and we were talking about how disappointing the Rangers season was. And you know, I got him a bunch of Rangers gear. So he grew up a Reds fan, but he's kind of a Rangers fan too now. And I'm
is
like,
is that a Midwestern thing?
Yes. Yeah.
I would figure a Midwestern family is Indiana, right?
He was in Iowa,
so
then moved to Virginia.
I was kind of thinking maybe Iowa. That would have been more St. Louis Cardinals kind of that Midwestern.
Yeah, there's a lot of Cubs fans there.
Cubs fans, there you go. The Iowa, that's right. Yeah. The AAA teams in.
But I was telling him about that day and everything that had happened this year, and I was like, I don't know if they're going to get back to winning. And then he reset me. He goes, yeah, but we got that day. You know, that's bucket list stuff that you could never pay for,
right.
And I know a lot of fans, you know, that's why they're lined up here. And I mean, there is a core of Rangers fans that were lined up even, you know, in that dead period from like 2017 through 2022. There's definitely a passionate fan base here, but you know, I think that one tied in another generation for years to come.
I think the Rangers, and we do a lot of broadcasting out here on Fridays during game nights and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think the Rangers have got a really good handle on the kid population.
Yes.
I think families, and maybe baseball is that way. I mean, I don't know, football maybe too expensive to take all the kids.
It's too wild in there.
Yeah, but here it's like the Rangers have a really good understanding about their next group of fans and the experience for the next group of fans.
You know,
every time we go through the crowd, I feel like that there's a lot of families involved in this thing.
And then the other move, the trade last night, I'm just elated we fill this void that I've been feeling ever since Mark Hamburger's departure all those years ago. We got another burger in the building here. This time it's Jake Burger. And Chief had a good point. It's a layup for the concessions, especially with the kind of bombs he's been hitting. Has some of the best exit velo in the game.
Yeah, I like that. Like maybe like a burger bomb, and you have some type of presentation now that's like bomb-like.
Like
I don't
ground
know.
Beef inside a donut.
Yeah, okay. I like that.
That's
what I'm thinking. And the lava is some queso or something.
I think we just did it.
We just did it.
Let's get
see,
our buddy concessions
have all these great
over
ideas.
We call that brain power, Broadus.
I know, exactly. And you know, hey, I'm all for you over here. Anything I could do to help. I'm trying to tell you, you guys come up with these ideas, and the next thing you know, we see them on the menu, and we're getting no scratch in the pocket for it.
That's a good point.
You know, you need to kind of keep this among yourself, but it's a brilliant idea.
I think we need to go 80-20 our way.
It would make sense in the house that taxpayers built. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
So I think that's just par for the course. But the Rangers give up three prospects to get them. I guess I went back on my promise already. I'm resetting it. Opening we'll make it to opening day. Infield prospects: Max Acosta, Echidri Vargas. He's a top 30 prospect according to the Morning News. And then Brian Mendoza is going to the Marlins. Berger turns 29 in April. It's pretty sweet. He's got the homers and everything. I think 63 in the last 2 years. 250 hitter. So it's not like he's Joey Gallo giving you 30 home runs with a 190 average or anything like that. His on-base percentage isn't great. His defense is adequate at first base and maybe below average, as Mike was telling you there in crosstalk there with his range. You know, you're more of a lumberjack kind of home run hitter, and, you know, that's not going to be that much in your wheelhouse. But check this out. He falls just 6 service days short of being a Super 2 arbitration player, meaning he'll be paid under $800,000 in 2025. Rangers going to have him in control through 2028, so he's kind of like on that Adolis Garcia career arc where he got a little bit of a late start to it, and now he's absolutely in his prime. Added value, as I'm going through this Morning News piece, heck of a job. He's good friends with Dane Dunning. Okay, so he's got a buddy here in town, and I think even though maybe his defense isn't great, the Josh Young thing has to be a significant concern with his, you know, injury-prone status. Not quite overshown, but maybe Derek Lively style.
Yeah, that's why I like what you're doing over there, Broadus, with the, like, people are quick right now on Twitter and stuff of, like, okay, what does that mean for Josh Smith? Do we move on from Josh Smith? But having a utility guy like that is so important. Unfortunately, yeah, you can't bank on Josh Young playing –
that's what I'm saying.
As many games as you would like him to play.
My LSU guy will show up and play every day if he has to, you know?
Right.
Smith, I mean, he that's one of the things. I mean, he was one of the bright spots last year of a team that was kind of scuffling along there. So having him on that bench and Boach being able to say, hey, go play third today, go play short today, go play out in the outfield today. You know, that you got to have guys like that.
But for Berger in the DH spot is going to be huge. I mean, Mike was talking about some of the average at the DH spot for 162 as a whole for the Rangers this year, and it was like hitting 200.
Oh, geez.
So this dude hitting 250, 29 dongs last year, drove in 76 runs. 20 of those homers were against right-handed pitchers.
Nice.
So, I mean, you get someone who can hit right-handers. He hits the fastball well. You mentioned the team control factor and that he's so cheap right now, and it seems like he's in the prime.
Yeah.
This was a no-brainer.
Yeah, a good opportunity there to get you a bat. It was much needed this past off season. You mentioned the fastballs on 4 seamers last year. He slugged 645. That's 11th best in baseball, and that's just behind Fernando Tatis and just ahead of flipping Shohei Ohtani. He hits the 4 seamer better than Ohtani, Brian.
Wow,
that's all we were talking about last year too. The fastball, can't hit the fastball. Can't fastball.
Yeah,
well, Bassick just sent me a text and said, hey, DH for the Rangers last year were 203.
Yeah, 203.
14 homers and an OPS of 585.
Goodness.
And that, I remember all
There's
year long, like,
be
I remember all year long, like, Jared Sandler and others, you know, tweeting about, hey, got to be better. And we'd ask questions about the DH, and they're like, oh, they're kind of trying to work this way around it. But, yeah, this is a nice addition. Reached out. I wanted to reach out. I was curious of the prospects we gave up.
Yeah.
Reached out to one of my major league sources in one of the teams, and I wanted to see did we do good on the trade, or did we give up some real dudes that we're going to look back and we're going to, like, oh geez, like our pitcher at Kansas City or something like that, you know what I'm saying?
Cole Reagans.
Yeah, I always worry about.
So we're going to get a report on that a little bit later.
Yeah, I always worry about that.
I hope. I honestly, can I be honest? I hope this is a Cole Reagans thing, because that means we're winning the championship, and it doesn't matter.
It all lines up.
I like what you're doing there. I like it.
Okay, speaking of winning a championship, I think Mavs fans got a lot of respect for the Thunder last night. Ooh. Defensive masterclass, unselfish offense. They got something going. They hold Luka and Kyrie both under 20. First time that's happened all year. You know, so I kind of think the question right now for the Mavs is, do we stay put? And that's a conversation that'll come to a head in mid-February at the trade deadline. But right now, going into the holidays, I'm thinking it would be really nice to, you know, because I don't know if the Thunder really has a weakness. I think once you get into postseason basketball, the elite isolation players can find ways to score against great team defense. That's why, you know, the superstars win the finals usually. Maybe with the exception of a few seasons, maybe last year even. But you know, I think Lucan can give me a wild card, because in a seven-game series, oftentimes the MVP candidate's going to figure out a way to win. But yeah, right now I'm thinking, dang, we got to be able to fight fire with fire, and we have too many guys on the floor that aren't great defenders. Right now with the Thunder, they're putting units out there that there's no weak link.
Yeah, for sure, and they don't even have Chet Holmgren right now either.
Yeah.
You know, so and SGA, it seems like, certainly for the last two games, and even in the playoffs, is like he just get what he wants when he wants it.
Yeah,
like versus the Mavericks, they have all these different things defensively to throw at Luka, and they're trapping him, and Dort is just like completely a nuisance, and all of that. And then SGA is just kind of like, whatever, we don't really have much of a plan for him. You were able to have PJ Washington in the last game, late in the game,
yeah,
be able to say, okay, a couple possessions here, I'll go ahead and man up on this deal, and they were able to win it. Not having PJ Washington was huge last night. And I also think, like, just the general, we talked about OKC, this is kind of one of those teams, now they're looking up at the Mavericks. We're losing to them in the postseason. We just lost to them without Luka a few weeks ago. Like, they kind of, they have the intensity and the hustle factor. They're diving for loose balls.
Yeah.
The Mavericks were kind of sleepwalking. And Luka, obviously, you're never going to win a game versus a team like that when he plays like that.
You mentioned that Caruso, yeah, that late, you know, that shot they hit right at the end where he dives for the ball, knocks, and then they
just want it more. Third.
Yeah, exactly. But I talked to a buddy of mine with the Mavs, and I kind of asked him about the whole thing and about Washington and missing. He goes, yeah. He says we missed Kleba, too, in that game. Just another big body as well. But he said, you know what? He says, let's see. He goes, no excuse. Brutal travel. Team is a bunch of sick players. And OKC is good. He goes, but we played like S.
Okay.
So that was their going, like, coming out of that game. You know, they're not making excuses. But that's kind of where they're at right now with, you know, they're just trying to get some guys healthy.
Yeah.
You know, they've been traveling. They've been on the road. And now they can't get any of the guys from. They're all sick. So that was something they think about. But OKC is a good basketball team, no question.
I'm not drawing big conclusions after last night's game at all. But there is somebody that's out there that if you want to make a move for, Dawson, we can hit it in the rim sesh.
Okay. I love that. And what time is that?
That's going to be 2:40.
2:40 rim session coming up. We're talking Mavs acquisitions.
Yeah, real quick. my guy in the league, baseball, MLB, he said, fans are going to love Berger. He's a big, fat, sweaty dude that hits homers.
Yeah,
that's
there you
beautiful,
go.
Man.
One of my favorite kind of baseball players.
But he said, my guy said, he goes, not a big loss. He goes, feel like Rangers won that one.
Nice.
With the prospects that went on by the wayside there. So
Prescott family catching another dub, second child on the way. FC Dallas and men's national team striker Jesus Ferreira, local guy, I believe out of McKinney, has a baby on the way as well, so I'm sure a lot of people are fired up about that. FIFA named Saudi Arabia 2034 World Cup host.
Very happy about
Spain,
that.
Spain, Portugal, and Morocco will co-host for 2030. We'll come back and talk about what Mike has said about the difference between 30 and 40. We're live at the Globe Rangers Toy Drive. Doors will open shortly. And
is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll see you real soon here in the nation.
Yeah, buddy, we're back. G-Bag Nation live at the Globe. Woolchuck has arrived.
Good hustle there from Woolchuck. Salute to him.
Segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. And it's brought to you by Ciroc Vodka. Please drink responsibly. Okay, let's go to Micah Parsons. Your guy Todd Archer was chatting with him. Not a big difference between 30 and 40 million was the big takeaway in the headlines that spewed forth from that interview. He wants to know Jerry's going to use the money to pay for other players. And he also said his agent will probably hate him for saying that. So I thought that was awesome. You know, I think that's what you want. He said he doesn't want to be anywhere else but Dallas. Wants to be a career Cowboy. Said he's Jerry's guy. So there's a lot of good stuff in there. Wolchuk was saying late last night that, you know, he thinks Micah has grown as a leader. And I would definitely agree. You know, and adversity forges leaders. It makes them appear. And I think he's a student of it, you know. And sometimes his trial by error, obviously still a very young man. So I loved this. You know, I don't know if I'd be willing to do that if I'm Micah Parsons, because Jerry Jones doesn't have a history of, you know, really going for it. But maybe you could get some sort of, you know, a bargaining position at the table. I'm taking 30 if we do this, that, and the other thing, and we actually go for it in the prime of my career instead of managing the team like it's a damn hedge fund that you're trying to, you know, get dividends from. But, you know, I guess what I'm hoping for is that Micah Parsons and Jerry Jones have the kind of relationship where Micah could have an influence and maybe get this team to go for it a little bit more, because their salary cap management has been, I think, one of their weaker points for a long time.
Man, that would be end up being a guy who's super skillful, and Micah Parsons on the field. That would be his most dominant skill if he's able to switch the mindset of this front office and the way that they go about doing things. I think that's probably the number one way, other than winning a championship or just being a supreme super beast on the field at all times, to endear yourself to the fan base is being the guy that always took less than what he could have had.
Yeah,
you know, I wonder how
Mahomes is forever a legend, not just for the Super Bowls, but
right.
I mean, he's getting like 40 for the next decade.
But it's also, do you actually buy this? Like, I guess we will end up seeing when the numbers come out. Like, that seems pretty far-fetched that would actually happen.
And Jerry was asked about Dak last week, about his influence with the Mike McCarthy decision. And, you know, Jerry kind of took a veer off the road and talked about how he would never listen to players, you know, when it comes to who we should sign or how we should manage things. So I think that's a good point, that it's going to be a tough needle to thread there if Mike wants to do that.
And GM Micah was drafting Mozzie Smith, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Big Mozzie guy. Big fan. Yeah, I mean, to me, if he did this would be great. I've wondered how long he really wants to play. I think that's also something that he's been talking about. But Micah probably is understanding more so than most Cowboys what comes with being a Dallas Cowboy and the money that he can make just being associated with that brand. I mean, look at what's happening with him and Bleacher Report. Now he's not alone. Like, Debo Samuel has a podcast there, but him being like the brand ambassador and kind of being given the keys to that castle and all the advertising commercials that come with that, there is. Like, if you just have former Dallas Cowboy on your resume, there's a lot you can do with that. And Micah essentially being maybe the face of the franchise alongside Dak Prescott, there's a lot of other avenues where he could go ahead and recoup those dollars if he were to save $5 to $10 million for the team, and they actually did use that wisely. But I get your point. I mean, I made the same argument for Dak. When fans want to say, hey, you should take less money, I just don't know as a player that I can look at how the front office has acted and say that I trust them to do anything with that. Because to me, every single year, we hear next year might be worse when it comes to the salary cap. I can't think of a time they were good with the salary cap and had funds and their books were clean. They've always got something where it's void year, void year, void year. This is now coming up. The Tony Romo contract was biting them in the butt, so they couldn't end up maximizing Dak on a rookie deal. The same thing's going to end up happening for Zach Martin if he retires. They're going to be on the hook for that. There's always something. They're still paying Michael Gallup.
Yeah.
The Zeke deal. There's always something that comes up to where they're cap tied. So I hate that excuse. Other teams find a way to maneuver around it. I've heard for 10 years the Saints have no cap money. Yet it's not like they're not trying to build the team over there. Now, they're not good, so that's probably a poor example. But come on now. Other teams can maneuver around
Rams.
This. Somehow you can't. The Rams. Eagles.
Would the Rams be an example? Eagles, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah,
you know, I think that you got to be willing to ride the teeter-totter a little bit more and shove all in when you have your best players and they're in their prime and you feel like you're ready to win. Then you add a couple of all-pros, one to each side of the field, and now we're giving ourselves a best chance, knowing that in 2 years there's no way in HE double hockey sticks we're going to make the playoffs. The Cowboys want to make the playoffs every year to Engagement Farm. We've been over this.
Yeah.
Do you see it one way or the other, Brian?
You know what? I think the thing that's always – I think Zach made some really good points about the cap situation. I think it's interesting. I wonder if the attitude about Micah Parsons has changed among maybe people in the organization and the fan base. You know, there was some time there where we were hearing some whispers and stuff about, you know, this, that, and the other with, you know, and was it coming from the Joneses? No. It wasn't, but you know, people within the organization were making comments about various things about, and then it led you to believe: would these guys be in the business of wanting to move on? Would they do they want to pay Micah Parsons, you know, $30-35 million? Do they want to even do that? Would, you know, we've talked about trading him and all kinds of things, and people, you're nuts. This, I wonder if the perception of Micah Parsons has changed. Or is Micah Parsons one of these guys that knows how to play the game and, you know, is kind of saying the right things, endearing himself, but in reality he's telling his agent, listen, you don't get me $40 million, you and I are about to have a huge problem.
Yeah.
You know? but you say the right things.
Yeah.
Micah Parsons, I think, has learned he's very polarizing.
Yes, he is.
And sometimes if you're really polarizing – You got to kind of find a way to get yourself back on the track, so people aren't, you know, he's playing great, he's doing a great job in media. He gets people that absolutely don't like him and people who absolutely love him. So if that's his deal, go for it.
It's time now for our deal to be going into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G down today.
Oh, well, I made it just in time. You have no idea. Hey, shout out to you, Walchuk. You made it too, bro.
Thanks, man.
You had a little car trouble, fam?
Yeah, there's at least some type of leak, and they're going to look, and I'm hoping it's just not a fat bill by the time this is all over.
It 100% will be a fat bill. That's what happens with these car troubles. Could you get it out the driveway, though? Or did it stop on you in traffic somewhere?
Yeah, it did stop in traffic, but I was able to, I just, the last 5 minutes, I was hazard lights on, just praying, make it to Ice Automotive, please, with our boy Mike Osmond. But we got there. We made it.
I'm sorry to hear that, brother. You can never trust your car the same after it stops on you in traffic. Traffic. No. Even though you love it, it's probably taken care of, probably has no problems, but just a little hiccup, just a little funny thing, you're like, nah, I've seen you do this before.
Traded in a good Jeep one day because of that.
Yeah. Broke your heart? He's like, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah,
I feel you, dog. I feel you. It's no joke, especially like if you get to the point where you're at a stoplight or something like that, and you have to keep the engine revved at a certain RPM or the car will turn off on you.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Well, that's some stress right there, I tell you what.
Yep. My best truck ever stolen from me.
sorry, man.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. I mean, it's not really like car problems, but I get what you're saying.
It's a hell of a problem. I love that thing. I love that truck. It got stolen right from under their noses.
Right.
Bet payoff, make a country song about it. Sing it.
About my truck.
One verse, one chorus. Yes.
I get Choppy to do that. Choppy's really good at making those songs like that. Even Bobby.
Takes pride in it.
Yeah.
All right, so when we last left off, we're going to go to College Game Day right here. They are our winner and champ of G-Bag of the Day. They were talking to Coach Kirby Smart and Coach Sark. You know, and Nick Saban right here is not a fan of what these guys are saying. In fact, he thinks they are capping.
When you play in a rematch, how do you balance maybe some adjustments you want to make as opposed to anticipating what adjustments they might make?
I think that's a great question. I don't think you overthink it. I think you try to do simple better. Block tackle is what it comes down to. Everybody wants to make it about the scheme, but a lot of times it comes down to the players, not the scheme.
No, I think hit the nail on the head. You know, we always use the analogy. We never want to get paralysis by analysis. You overanalyze, then your players aren't performing the way they can play. So take in the information, then you try to prepare them to go play.
Yeah, well, I think they're both bullshitting us, but...
Yeah, I agree, Coach. I agree. They got called out right there. All right, let's see what else we got for you boys. You probably heard this. Not sure. Let's go to 97.1, The Fan in Columbus, Ohio. We got a fella up there. He's on the Eric Chiafalo vibes when it comes to Kurt Herbstreit.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Okay. Now, listen, I had to switch up a little bit when I found out Dog was dealing with the C word.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, I mean, hindsight is 20/20.
Dog was dealing with the C word. You talking about Kirk again, or what are you doing?
Yeah, Kirk Herbstreit's dog had cancer.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know if you were calling him a C word. I didn't know what was going on here, because you got to watch you. You're pretty slick.
No, I'm sorry. Kirk is immense.
Wow.
We had a lot of questions there too, Lucius.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You never know with this guy. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. Yeah, this guy's name is Mike Ricciardi. I don't know, man. His name is Mike. And he works in 97.1, The Fan in Columbus. And he's glad folks are catching up on Kurt Herbstreit.
The playoff bracket unveiled yesterday. By the way, I like how everybody's just discovering now that Kirk Herbstreit's a douchebag.
Oh.
Like, I've been talking about this for 20 years. Welcome to my world. Now, there's stuff behind the scenes, and there's some personal stuff that goes into my story. But this is a guy who's always been ashamed of college football fans. This is a guy who makes his living talking down to you. Mm-hmm. For some reason, people still eat it up. They think he's the everyman. Oh, look at him.
Well, no, because...
Look at him and his dog.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. Journalism or hating?
Sounds like a personal
It sounds like personal
there.
Problems.
There was a personal story that he doesn't like Herbie about.
Yeah.
Now he's bringing the dog into
it. Yeah, that's a bad take. Like, just direct that to the dog, you know?
All right, see what else we got right here from our boys.
With us.
Yeah. Clearly it's something personal with him. You know, Kurt. I wonder if Kirk done scooped up one of his old girls like a ground ball back in the day or something. Cool. Who knows?
It always drives me crazy when somebody doesn't like somebody and then they try to tell me I shouldn't like him either because they're a terrible person.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, maybe you just had a bad day with him.
Yeah.
You know?
How about that? Or don't try to convince me that he's an awful person. He did that to you, fam, not me.
Yeah, that's my guy.
We good. I played this one yesterday. Baseball insider John Heyman.
Oh, geez.
Feeling insulted by WFAN host Keith McPherson over a joke. And the joke was that Heyman breaks news because Heyman is on the agent's payroll.
Yeah.
Heyman's not a fan of that.
What I think is it just like how I introduced you. Everybody in baseball knows who you are. So one, it's a credit to your work, your following,
and
how.
By the way, I won't be going on with you again. The whole thing has been a disaster.
Wait, I'm sorry. Hold on. This is not even halfway through. But I just like the fact that he called it a disaster.
It's the Rob Hall of Fame right here.
What I think is, it just like how I introduced you. Everybody in baseball knows who you are. So one, it's a credit to your work, your following, and how.
By the way, I won't be going on with you again. The whole thing has been a disaster.
That's okay.
I can't even believe you said that to question my integrity.
Are you being serious right now?
Emotional.
Yeah.
I'm being serious. Yeah.
John.
Asking me if I'm getting a cut because I have a relationship with an agent. That's outrageous. I know you're not a journalist. You don't know anything about this. I know you get you don't, but that's an outrageous comment.
It's Friday night at 8:30, John.
You should know that much.
And I am
I'm
not
done with you,
I am not
I'm
taking
done
this
with
that serious.
Goodbye.
John, thank you for joining us.
I can't even
John.
Believe it.
Thank you, John.
I can't even believe it.
Thank you, John. I appreciate your time. He's got to get to bed. I did not expect it to go that
to
way.
Bed. Love
it. He did sound tired. That is amazing stuff from WFAN with baseball, quote, insider John Heyman.
You can't believe it.
I can't believe it.
That is amazing.
Should we book Heyman and ask him the same question?
Oh, God.
This whole thing's been a
just
disaster.
As a whole bit.
Yeah. Let's get Heyman on like we want to talk winter meetings, and then we'll definitely bring this up. Mike at 97.1 The Fan in Ohio, or our champion Nick Saban. I'm going with John Heyman here today, Chief. How about you?
Yeah, same here.
Lucius?
I feel bad for Heyman because he doesn't have the old school phone so you can slam it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You got to press a button nowadays, and that was definitely a slam moment. Yeah, you hear me struggling to get that closed.
It kind of hits the bell at the same time. There's a crash at the same time.
Yeah, I'm right with Heyman, though.
Wolchuk,
2-4 for 4.
Broaddus?
I'll tell you what, I'm going to throw a vote to Kurt Herbstreit.
You kind of like that, huh?
Just can't believe it.
I'm just going to make sure he gets recognized for what it is.
All right, we're live at the Globe here. Rangers Toy Drive doors will be opening soon, and you can give a toy and get a 2025 Rangers game day ticket in return. There's going to be autographs. John Gray's going to join us in just a little bit more over an hour. What do we have next, Eric?
Let's crank open a rim sesh. The Mavs are the odds-on favorite to land this versatile defender, plus the Warriors. Man, they're in desperation mode. That's next in the nation.
Thank you, Lucius. We're live at the Globe here, right inside the north entrance. The Rangers Toy Drive is going to open up through the team store here, just right down here. In a little bit, and you'll be able to exchange a toy for a 2025 Rangers game day ticket, get some autographs, and maybe fellowship with us as well. We appreciate you, Tolo. And here's Eric Chiafalo with some basketball.
I don't know. Broaddus has that
look
in his
eye. No, man, Mike Bassick is part of the autograph group today.
That's true.
Jared Sandler and, man, all the guys. It should be some fun.
Star-studded from top to bottom.
Yep.
I bet Sands will have the longest line. We'll go ahead and cut the lights out here at Globe Life Field, the House of Champions. We'll put the kids down for that afternoon snoozer. The G-Bag Nation's going all 56 inches around that rim.
Rain dance. You just look at me now and know something's on my mind, right?
It's always a special occasion when Mark Stein reports that Dirk Nowitzki is close to finalizing a deal to join Amazon Prime Video's NBA coverage next season. More Dirk on the television.
I'm here for it, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is exciting.
Aren't
you guys
baby.
Pumped about this? I don't know. I'm like, is this studio work you envision? Maybe jumping on a little. I mean,
I think the money's too good.
I envisioned him playing guitar. Like, he mentioned in his retirement he was just going to wait for his next passion to hit. I did not anticipate that being television
it's
in
like
any
pickleball.
Way.
I think he's loving his pickleball.
Pickleball.
Now.
He loves tennis. Obviously, as a kid, he was really good.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe he's exploring.
I loved any time he jumped on with the Mavs broadcast.
I know. Shut it down. Let's go home.
Iconic. It's
legendary right there.
Yeah, I think he could be one of the couple versatile pieces. Like, hey, you could hop down.
He can
during
have fun
the
with those guys.
Yeah.
He's a fun guy.
He is.
Yeah,
he's
a fun guy.
Great jokes.
Yeah, and he sees
timely punctuations.
You can see how fun it can be doing this stuff, like when you watch the TNT guys and everything. And so I'm sure he's like, you know, I wouldn't mind getting in the mix on that. You're going to pay me quite a bit, and I'm going to have some fun. It's obviously not going to be the same, but, hey, it doesn't have to be stiff, starched pregame stuff.
But is it really fun when they get to the playoffs and put all of them at a card table and try and talk about how to break down
a
game?
No, that's an awkward pairing.
Wayne
Gretzky, is that what you're thinking about?
I'm just thinking about any one of these
A-Rod. I'm just talking about being big in a small space.
I'm talking about they got seven guys at a card table, like on the top of an exit, you know, at the stadium. They're all like
that is
trying
weird.
To make a point, you know.
No, I get that.
They don't need to be in the stadium.
I would be. Let me go be remote guy. You know, I don't want to be at the card table with you guys. Let me go stand somewhere else or something.
Well, you'd be having to handle a vodka in your backpack, you know.
I'll tell you what, man.
You'd be making the most of
it. Hey, being in this baseball stadium makes me just so excited about spring training here in a couple of months.
Where's the vodka, huh?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, hey, watch what happens when you'll be part of this year.
I'm excited. I was having I was right where I needed to be.
When the Dodgers roll into town, we roll it up.
Good catch, Walchuk.
That's FOMO.
That really was impressive, Walchuk. He was almost going to declare that being at Surprise Arizona hammered with his buddies watching baseball would have been
more fun.
More fun.
If I could teleport for like 3 hours and teleport right back, it would have been clutch.
You wouldn't even give us the full five that day?
No, just, you know, I had to be there.
Got to be on for dinner.
What we learned is we need more, actually, if you're going to show up, because Eric and I just went right through
ours. Just bring my solo handle. We'll be good.
Yeah.
We'll be gravy. Mm-hmm. Okay, Mavs lose last night. Any big picture? Are we nervous about these Thunder? I think it was just
a good ball team.
The Thunder played about as well as they possibly could. I mean, look, their defense is legit. They clearly addressed the weaknesses in their series with the Mavericks, with the rebounding, with Hartenstein. And you can see the difference Caruso made. But not having P.J. Washington was huge. I think that will help even out the boards. And the Mavs were pretty sloppy. And Luka probably had his worst game of the season.
Yeah. Yeah,
one
I mean,
of his worst ever.
Statistically shooting, I mean, it was
2 points in the first
really,
half?
Really, really bad.
It was awful. Yeah, it was hard
and
to
you were
watch.
Still hanging tough in the first half because you were knocking down some serious three
balls. SGA is just, like, there were times I thought Clay was actually having decent defense against him. I was like, Clay, you're trying. But SGA
nobody can really
just,
stop him.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, we might have an SGA stopper on the way. If you look at Bovada's odds to land the New Orleans Pelicans all-defender.
What?
Herb Jones.
Oh, okay. Herbie.
Come on.
Mavericks are the favorite, plus 350. Then it's the Grizzlies, the Bucks, the Rockets.
How do we get the favorite on this one?
And the Lakers. I don't really...
A lot of chatter probably amongst agents and GMs right now. I don't
they're
know.
They're big Maxi Kleber fans there in New Orleans.
Yeah.
What do they want?
They want picks. They want picks and Hardy, probably.
Picks and Hardy.
The Hardy party?
I mean, after watching last night's game, I might be like, hey, can I get that Omax Prosper guy you guys are messing around with over there?
He's pretty athletic.
Doing
some a lot
things.
Of promise on that guy. It would not be the first time I've seen a guy come in raw and in a couple of years working with dudes like God Sham God, the ball handling expert of the Mavericks, all of a sudden have something. You know, I think the work that the coaching staff does is second to none. I was hoping you were going to say Brandon Ingram, and that would have been, you know, insane.
Yeah.
But Herb Jones would be fantastic. That's what Tim Cato told us they need last time he joined us, you know, an elite on-ball defender.
Yes, I'm so glad you brought that up because that's what I thought of as soon as I saw the odds. I'm going, this is literally the Tim Cato vision for this team. And I think that's a pretty respectful vision right there. And he only makes... 13 mil this year, 14 mil the next year, 15 mil the next year.
Wow.
And he's 26 years old right now. He's a first-team all-defense kind of guy. And he's not useless offensively either. So, I mean, this would be like as close as you could get to really trying to recreate Derrick Jones Jr., point-of-attack defender. And how bad did you need that last night? Every time you go down the court, the Thunder are just glued to your guys, and then it's completely the opposite when the Mavericks are there. The perimeter defense could probably use some help, and this would be a guy that would go a long way in doing it. He's on the cheap, and he's super young. So, like, I would be all in on this. I know it's not the superstar name, but that's not what this team needs. You got those. You've got Luka. You've got Kyrie. You've got Klay Thompson. That's not what we're here for. We need glue guy championship dudes who understand their role, versatile, athletic, young enough, cheap enough. The question is, like you said, the compensation. You throw in Maxi Kleber to make the money work, and then, yeah, do you want Hardy? Do you want Prosper? I don't know. I don't know what the draft pick situation would be, but they're going to want some of that. That's a rebuilding team. So, I don't know. This is going to be a commodity. This is like a guy that every championship contender is going to be looking at going, I could use this guy. This is 3-and-D wing, all defense, athleticism, on the cheap, super young.
Not only are you getting elite on ball defense with Herb Jones, but he's the kind of guy that has that Jrue Holiday trait. While he's paying attention to his guy, he's keeping the corner of his eye on the entire play, and he just comes out of nowhere. Bang, you're in transition.
You know,
the steals. The locking down the best player. I mean, the job Quentin Grimes can do. You know, some of those possessions last night against SGA, I was just like, good Lord, this guy is quick and strong. You know, but you add more size to it and equally lateral quickness with Herb Jones, then we're talking about it. I'll give him an extra first rounder if they take Klay Thompson off our hands in this exchange.
There you go. Hey, and if you want to just get a picture of what Pelicans fans feel about Herb Jones, when you go into the comments section on the trade rumors and he's the headliner,
you have
Pelicans fans that are commenting, if we lose Herb, we riot. Herb stays forever. Trade Herb and I'll never watch another game. Hell no. Trade Herb and watch how fast I somersault off this fandom. If the Pels trade Herb, I'm also out on this team. I'm giving up my season tickets if we trade Herb. He's a fan favorite at the highest level.
You know, last time the Mavs made a run in 2021, was that the conference finals trip? You had guys like Dorian Finney-Smith on the perimeter, yeah. And you're like, okay, this guy can defend really well, and he can make corner threes. Herb Jones can finish at the rim. He can shoot threes. He is an above-average passer for a 3-and-D type of player. The court IQ is high.
This is exciting. This is crazy.
The reset's the favorite. The betting favorite to land him is the Mavericks.
That's right.
That's tremendous.
Yeah. So we'll see. I don't know how often the odds-on favorite to land a player actually hits, but it was cool to see that the Mavericks are.
We need this to will this to happen.
I know. Now elsewhere, you have the Golden State Warriors putting out feelers. They're looking to get a trade. For a veteran piece, one last ride to Steph,
and they started so well, and now they're kind of sputtering.
Yeah, they're looking at LeBron, they're looking at Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler, no thank you. I'd rather have Herb Jones on the Mavericks than Jimmy Butler. The Rockets are a team that Jimmy Butler was thinking about. The Rockets GM's already come out and be like, yeah, thanks, but no thanks, not doing that. But Golden State veteran team, this obviously Jimmy Butler being a super veteran player. And he's on the final year of his deal. Doesn't look like LeBron wants to go. Of course, LeBron has a no-trade clause, and he's given no indication he wants the Lakers to do anything but upgrade the roster that they've got. Doesn't seem like he wants to go anywhere, but the Warriors are down for some LeBron James. The kicker is, too, though, of course, you got to know, the throw-in, the sweet
Bronny.
You got to take Bronny.
Okay.
And that has been reported. Wind horses all over this thing.
Has been reported. That's not just a joke.
No,
okay.
No, that's serious.
All right.
I asked a guy over at the Mavs about Herb Jones. I said, Herb Jones, helpful kind of guy. He goes, for every team in the league.
Thank you.
Yeah. Great leader, too. Like the vibes that OKC has, he's going to give you that selflessness.
I'm in, man. Whatever we have to do to make this happen. I don't know much about Herb Jones, but you guys got me sold on this one.
Yeah. Final Mavs nugget with P.J. Washington. They're 15-4. Without him, they're 1-5.
Oh.
There you go.
P.J.
Piece right there.
Not just a good player, a great player, an elite role player, P.J. Washington. Appreciate this, man.
Yep.
Okay, it is the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at the Rangers Toy Drive here in Arlington. Look at that line. It is out to the 7-Eleven now. Get a toy, get to the stadium, exchange it. You get a free Rangers 2025 ticket. For an individual game, and you'll get access to autographs and all the ballpark fun that they have in store for you here. Okay, when we come back, Wolchuk, what are we doing?
It's your NFL news of the day. Do we know the Giants' next quarterback? We got players of the week, and a former Mav is now an NFL owner. That's next.